I'm happy to say we're going to turn to an interview that I did earlier with one of America's most powerful political and business figures. His name is Thomas Donohue, and he's president and CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce, representing over 3 million American businesses. I first asked him why he made an unscheduled trip to Ireland on his way to Brussels.
Well, I went to have breakfast with the Irish ambassador to the United States, and we had a long talk about the challenges, but more particularly the success that the Irish people were having in facing those challenges, those economic challenges here in Ireland. And I decided to come and express my confidence in the extraordinary trading and investment relationship between the Irish business community and the U.S. business community, and the absolute support that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and our American Chamber of Commerce here in Ireland have for the work of the government and the business community in addressing this problem.
We've had an extraordinary week in Irish politics here at the moment, and I'm just wondering, how do American businesses view Ireland now? Has our reputation been destroyed by our political instability and the EU IMF bailout or not?
Well, let me go backwards. We certainly wouldn't think badly of Ireland for acquiring additional financial support at a bad time. After all, we had a major stimulus program in the United States and a massive amount of funds provided by the Federal Reserve for our banking system, by the way, all of which have been paid back with a huge profit. And so these are the challenges that countries face from time to time, and you can separate the winners and losers from the people that step up and do what they have to do and the people that are afraid to do so. So we're very positive about Ireland taking steps to regain its the control of its economy. Second, we see Ireland as an extraordinary place to invest and to trade. First of all, it's the best location for American companies to locate and to produce materials and services for the rest of the EU. Second, it's got an extraordinary workforce. They speak English, well-educated, hard-working, entrepreneurial spirit. We like that. Third, very, very good tax base. And the Irish government was, I believe, courageous. And when they put their reform program in place, not to increase corporate taxes. And the fundamental value there is it keeps people seeing Ireland as the place to enter the EU. We like their products. We like their people. We like their entrepreneurial spirit. We like the level of tax and regulation. It's a great place to do business.
Many U.S. multinationals do continue to invest and even expand in Ireland. Do you think that it's only because of the corporation tax rate? You did mention some other things there. There's also the double Irish or Dutch sandwich arrangement that seems popular. Do you think that that's the main reason?
I don't think taxes are ever the main reason, but they are a very significant catalyst. If all other reasons are equal, and taxes are more thoughtful and workable, that's where I'm going.